This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Know how it goes, shout out OCT. No real cap, call out what we see. Whole game ready, ball of blitz on three. No, you can't stand on it on 2 feet. I already know you can't ball with me. Come strap it up with the squad and me. They get a letter, they calling me. Ball alert. Ball alert. Ball alert. Ball alert.
Ball alert. Welcome to the Ball Alert Show podcast, available everywhere you get your podcast. Please continue to like, subscribe, and share our YouTube page at Baller Alert TV. One time for Repo. I go by the name of Ferrari Simmons.
I go by the name, you know, BT.
OCT, what up?
Tamara, aka Girl from Harlem.
Oh, Fallon in the building.
Hey, welcome back. They say you brought some tea and it was hot.
I'm working on two television shows right now.
What are they?
So one is the dating show, so I'm looking for love.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the other one I can't talk about.
What are you looking for in your love?
I'm really looking for someone who's real, who's authentic. Mm. And I feel like that's really hard to find these days. You know, nobody knows how to just be themselves anymore. Everybody wants to keep up with the Joneses or be somebody it is that they believe that they're supposed to be. Or, you know, there's a lot of men who want wives but don't want to be husbands.
Mm.
So I think that's really what I'm looking for. I mean, it's open to women as well. It's not just men.
Oh, that's a curveball.
That's definitely a curveball.
It was a curveball for me. Y'all have to understand because my team, they were asking me like, okay, so it's just men only. And I said, hold on, wait. I don't know. You know, the men have just been messing up. Y'all have really done yourselves a good one. I don't know if I want to go back.
You're exploring now.
Yeah. I mean, I've always, you know.
You've always appreciated the beauty of a woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
But just not relationship-wise. So, okay. I don't know.
So you're open to exploring a possibility of a relationship with a woman?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. If she's bad. No, I'm just kidding.
Nah, but so what is this going to be on? What's the platform? Zeus?
So I can't
or?
Really say right now.
Okay.
But it is a dating show for you. Yes, it's a dating show for me. I'm really just trying to leave it open. However, we have a network that's highly interested. So
you're just weighing out the bag.
Mm-hmm. May the best man win. Literally.
Or the best
woman.
Person.
Or woman.
May the best person win.
Yeah.
Person.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you get that.
Now, what's the title of it? For the love of Fallon?
Falling for Fallon.
Oh.
Falling for Fallon.
That was a good one, though. For the love of Fallon. No, yeah. It's falling for Fallon.
How does Fallon's ex feel? What's his name? Jalen? How does he feel about it?
He's straight, I guess.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't make an appearance or anything, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
I would not put it past my producers at all.
To put him as a qualifying person?
Absolutely. So I've actually thought about it.
Oh, you thought about
No, I didn't think about using him. I thought about it being interesting. Mm. I'm like, oh, Lord.
So you don't know any of these guys, right? You're going to meet them on the show.
No, I don't know anybody.
You're not a part of the casting or say so in that?
I'm going to have somewhat you know, say so, because of course we want to see who it is that I choose and who I'm attracted to. However, not everybody. We're gonna see what happens.
So any overweight lovers, or do you have a preference?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. At this point, my preference hasn't really gotten me very far, now has it?
So let me ask you this. Do you have any red flags?
I think BT. Everyone has red flags.
What are yours?
Ooh, I'm stubborn.
Which is zodiac sign?
Taurus. The stubborn.
I'm okay. Stubborn.
Okay.
I really am. And when I'm right, I'm right. Mm. You can't argue with me.
We just talking about that.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
What are you? But
yeah, yeah, that's crazy. So, what are some green flags that you're looking for on this dating show?
Like I said, just someone who's real and authentic. I mean, I have to be attracted to them, because I was, you know, I've been with people that have been less attractive than me, and I realize that it may sound shallow, but it really doesn't match with my world. You have to be able to be secure enough in your own skin. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, however that usually comes up, it doesn't translate very well in a person who doesn't feel like they're attractive, you know, in comparison to how I look. So I need somebody to be tough. They have to have thick skin.
So you don't think money make people attractive?
No, not at all. I think it can add some type of value, and it can add some type of swag. But even swag goes into their own self-confidence. Now, you know, could it make them attracted to them, and that's what they exude? Yeah. But no, I don't.
Okay.
I like money, though.
So, you know what I'm about to ask you.
What?
So you were physically attracted to Simon?
Oh my God! Hold on,
before we go there, let's just take a quick break. Let's take a breather. Let's take a breather. We'll be right back with more of the Bachelor.
I ain't say no names.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back with more.
We'll be right back with more of the Baller Alert Show.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes. I guess identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Fallon, y'all. You are now tuning in to the Baller Alert Show.
Back with more of the Baller Alert Show. We got Fallon in the building.
Yeah, and we kind of
left off on a cliffhanger. I think Rory had a question.
Yeah.
Well, BT asked, he said, are you attracted? Does money make people attractive? You said no. So I said, oh, so you thought Simon was attractive.
I am attracted to people's hearts.
Okay.
And their inside before I'm attracted to.
So does a heart make someone attractive?
Yes.
Someone's heart. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
If they have a really big, loving heart, yeah.
Okay.
So the bank account ain't got to be big.
No, it does. I didn't say that.
Okay.
Let's relax. Let's calm down. I have a lot of responsibility.
Have you ever been in love with a brokey?
Yeah.
Okay.
A couple times.
It happens to the best
of us. It happens.
And then you said in your mind, like, nah, this ain't it?
I think I'm at that place now in life, for sure, okay. 100%. I don't think I'm ever going to get with another brokey ever again in life.
Damn.
It's not happening.
At the beginning of the episode, you said you were vindicated?
I mean, yeah, I feel a little bit of it. I'm not going to lie, because everybody kind of made me out to be something that I wasn't without understanding what was going on behind closed doors for 5 years.
Mm.
The person that y'all see is my ex-husband, that's new to y'all. Mm. I knew exactly who it was that I married, but, you know, I was young. I was 26 when we got together. He was 50. So I thought that, well, no, he loves me, and he'll just, you know, he'll change, and he just has to grow, and I have to prove myself and all that dumb shit.
Did you know about all, like, the immigration problems that he was having?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did he, like, tell you that?
But I don't have to, you know, exploit people's name or their business for a check.
Yeah, but did he tell you that up front, or is that something that you investigated yourself?
No, he was up front about a lot of things. However, there's a lot of stuff that he left out, too. I'd never even known that he's been in jail before.
Mm. Mm.
You know, so I really, in a sense, when everything came into the media, I was really shocked.
Yeah, I was going to say, you probably really found some stuff out, too.
Yeah, and y'all have to understand, he was doing all this before I was born.
Wait, did you not Google him, though? Like, I feel like...
there's only but so much you can see on Google.
Yeah.
That is true.
And the things,
I would hope
half
a police
the things
report
you see on Google
come
aren't
up.
Even true.
Mm. There is that.
So, I mean, I think it says that I'm worth $250 million right now on... What? Where? Where is that?
I love Google.
That's what it said on Google.
Yeah.
Did you work that?
Crazy, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I've seen all types of articles.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you vet somebody then? Like, what is your process now and moving forward when you're looking to see, like, who you're going to date? Like,
I don't vet nobody. Whatever comes out, just comes out. It'll come out at some point. I don't got to do nothing. And the way
But
the
you have to do a due diligence
now,
after that.
Somebody going to find out for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then it's too late. You in love or something, or you already went public with this person. You don't want to, like, have that attached to you. Your brand, like, you are a brand now. You have to protect that. So you have to be cautious about who you're dating moving forward.
Absolutely. And I'll remain as cautious as I can, but I can't walk, you know, on eggshells because I'm too afraid to let my guard down because of my image. You know, the world and life is so much bigger than just your career. And I mean, as long as not no Diddy stuff, I think I'm good.
Interesting.
What do you think about all the Diddy stuff going on?
I mean, you know, we've always, and especially in the industry, we've always heard stories.
You ever been to a Diddy party?
Hell no. Don't even put that. No, but, you know, I've heard stories just as much as everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad to see them go out like that. I think what bothers me the most is his sons being a part of it all, no? Mm-hmm. Like, the fact that his kids have something to do with all of this.
Yeah.
Then they had, like, hidden cameras and all of their rooms and stuff, allegedly. That's crazy.
Rich people do weird things.
But that means that Diddy was in there watching his children.
That's a whole nother aspect I didn't even think about.
I mean, yeah.
Reviewing the tapes.
Yeah, because they said the tapes are the cameras were inside of his room, in Diddy's room.
So. Simon never had cameras throughout the house?
Of course he did. I had GPS trackers on my cars and everything.
Damn, mm-hmm. that's how he called Jalen, right?
Mm-hmm. No, that's how he caught another boy.
Ooh. Oh. Oh.
I know that's right,
but I wasn't hiding it, so I was kind of
I know about that situation. Yeah, I know you wouldn't hide. I would know you wouldn't hide him.
But that was the time. Yeah, that was around that time. No, there was no. Y'all have to understand. So when Jalen and I got together, it was during a very vulnerable moment for me. So there was so much going on behind closed doors that y'all still don't. You know, the public doesn't really know about, and the time frame that everything took place. So. By the time Jalen and I even decided that we're going to become more than just friends, he was already with several other people. But we were still legally
Simon
married.
Simon was with several other people.
Right, but we were verbally separated. So, I mean, okay. It just, you know, whatever happened. And
Were you shocked to find out when Portia and Simon separated?
No. Was anybody?
So, do you think that was real?
No.
The whole relationship you don't think was real?
You don't think it was real at all?
No, I think it was just a ploy to get back at me. I mean...
Really?
Yeah.
Not to get back on...
I know
on,
Simon. Like,
not
I know
to have
him.
Like a storyline or anything like that?
No, I mean, she might have used it for a storyline, sure.
But he was trying to get at you through that whole relationship, you're saying.
Who?
Simon.
Oh, throughout the whole... I mean, I'm not going to say like there wasn't any parts, you know, that he might have thought... could have been authentic or something could have grown. You know, I don't know their business. But, yeah, the initial, I guess, them becoming public and doing everything the way that they went about everything, yeah, that was definitely a ploy because they were already together for – they were dating for a year while I was happily married. And that came from Dennis's mouth.
You ever thought about dating him?
That's how you do it.
Ooh, Dennis,
like swap it out?
I don't think Dennis can keep up with me. To be honest with you. You know, I think I'm a little out of his bracket, but he's awesome. He's really cool.
Well, you know they're filming The Housewives now. Could you have an appearance on there, or would you if the opportunity presented?
I'm not going to say.
Oh.
No comment.
So it could be, it could not.
It's a possibility is what you're saying.
No comment.
Would you get back with Simon now?
Nah. To see, it's crazy because I didn't always feel that way. However, to see everything that he's doing, yet again, me and y'all have to understand, me watching everything, it's re-traumatizing for me because I'm the one who went through it first, as bad as it did publicly.
Were you the first or was it before?
Publicly, yeah, because okay. Simon wasn't nobody when he was, you know, getting divorces. And who's to say what he did to them? I think I was only maybe 5 when he got divorced, so...
No. Damn.
All right, so has he reached out to you, contacted you during this time?
No.
So there's no communication between you and I? You and him?
Elena's small, yeah.
You haven't seen him?
We run into each other all the time.
And when you run into each other, he doesn't speak to you?
I have reached out to him once before. I sent an email. That was before their divorce went public.
To say what?
Just, y'all have to understand, Simon and I were actually married. It was real. Our marriage was very real. So we never had an ending discussion. Like there was no, like it was nothing.
There was no closure.
Our shit just went viral and that was it. We never said goodbye. We never said, you know, I wish you well or
so it really wasn't no closure.
We never even said fuck off. You know,
no closure.
No.
So what happened? You just moved out and, you know, he just moved away or how did the ending happen?
Same way y'all saw it.
Mm.
It just went away. One day I was happy, and the next day he was gone.
Oh, he just never came back to the house?
He came back after a few months. Yeah.
Two months.
So I had my kids in our house and his kids, too. And he was just traveling wherever he was. No communication, barely any. And then he came back, and it was... You have 3 weeks to leave.
Oh, the premises.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
You had 3 weeks or both of you?
No, I had 3 weeks.
Okay.
Leave.
He gave you a letter or something that said you got 3 weeks?
No, he sent me a text.
Okay.
Real classy. As good as it got.
3 weeks to leave.
So where did his kids go?
They were with me.
No.
So y'all had 3 weeks.
You left with his kids too?
No, I ended up having a conversation with his ex-wife, you know, and we wanted to continue the relationship between the children. However, Simon did not want that. So we just parted ways, and, you know, it kind of broke up the brotherhood between all the boys, which was really sad and unfortunate, I think, for everybody. So, yeah, it was like, you got 3 weeks to leave. And he told me I could have more time if I wanted, but I was so hurt by how quickly our marriage just shifted and how my happiness just came to a abrupt ending. I didn't know what I was feeling or thinking. I wasn't myself. So
how long was y'all married?
We were married for 2 years. We were together for 5. So
was it a tit for tat with you guys? Like, cause
not
I know
for me.
Not for you.
No, not for me. I just wanted to do anything to not feel the pain anymore, you know?
I totally.
And Jalen at that time, I'm sorry, Jalen. He was just he was the Superman. He was the one who came in, and he was just like, you don't deserve that.
Settle the right things. Settle the right things. Did all the right things.
Yeah.
Were you guys getting hot and steamy at that particular moment too? That time frame? You and Jalen? Getting hot and steamy?
Yeah, we had a baby, fool.
Yeah.
He said hot and steamy.
Hot and steamy.
Listen, when you're emotional and you're vulnerable like that and guys come in and say everything right, I could only imagine it. And she just ate it up.
I did. And I wasn't, y'all have to understand, I wasn't allowed to have friends in the marriage. Okay, all I was allowed to have was staff, really. And if they were friends, they pretty much had to be approved by him without him saying that, but with him saying that. You know, so
no female friends.
No, I mean, I could have associates and have like soirees and parties at the house and they can come, you know, but that was pretty much it. I wasn't allowed to have girls nights. That's why you always saw me out with Simon all the time. When have you ever seen me without him?
That makes sense.
So you said he gave you 3 weeks to leave. When did the allowance stop? Like after the 3 weeks or?
Well, the allowance stopped soon after. Yeah. Probably after the 3 weeks, around that time. But we had a prenup, and we were married for a lot longer than 15 minutes, so I got a lot more.
Yeah.
Also, the money was based off of the time you were together.
Got it.
Yeah, most of them are time sensitive.
I wonder how long Portia has left of her allowance. Do you think it already stopped?
Because if she gets any, I think I kind of did him in for a little bit, so I don't know.
I mean, he balling right though.
So I don't know.
He's
out enjoying.
So
life.
What is his occupation? Because I see a lot of people online.
Y'all not about to get me caught up in this.
I'm not trying to be funny. I just see a lot of people online asking, like, what does he do for a living?
Right,
and you
right,
know,
right,
he
right.
you know, he responded to one of the comments, but you know, I'm asking you. You would actually know.
Well, she worked with him, right, with the gas thing?
Yeah, so he helped me start my petroleum logistics company, and he was selling oil, and I transported his oil for him.
That's a good thing.
He stole that company, though. It was just for me to get it started, I guess, because I'm a citizen. I don't know what the reason was behind it, honestly. That's just my assumption.
Well, he stole the company from you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, because she doesn't have
legally
it.
Stole
yeah, it was
from
called them. TDL. It was named after my sons. Troy, Dylan, Liam, and it's now called KLC or something like that.
Oh, wow. So, wait, you didn't have full ownership of the company, or was...
Oh, I did.
So, how did he steal it from you?
He's allegedly a scammer. I don't know. You tell me.
Boom.
Shit, I lost.
That wasn't his
she
first time.
One day and it was gone.
Damn. Hey, I was just in love, and then I was butterflies and rainbows. Like, okay, you want to do this for me?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
What, he hand you a piece of paper like, yeah, sign off on this real quick, baby. Got some money coming in for us.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not illiterate, so of course I read every contract that he gave me.
Oh, that's good.
I signed off on everything. It was legit. It really was.
Okay.
Until it wasn't.
But no, I ain't saying it wasn't legit. I was just saying, like, how did he steal the company from you?
Maybe
like,
he was the
transferring papers.
One of the, okay, you know what?
So he was listed as the agent.
Got it.
On my company. And at that point, at some point, he kind of just took everything and took over with just that label. I don't know how he was able to do that, though.
But being realistic, right? So, and I think that that's what people kind of forget. You're around this man with money and power and education, so you're going to trust him. You see him successful.
I looked up to him.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So, of course, you're going to think, oh, you want to give me a business? Hell yeah.
And then he was
like
black
you.
On top of it. I was on cloud nine.
Yes.
Looking back, do you pay attention to moments that you probably easily could have missed? Like, damn, I was very not, I wasn't thinking at this particular moment, but he really was taking advantage of me in this particular space. Do you think back on specific moments where you could have been maybe a little bit more on point with how you thought about
y'all
conversations and actions?
Yeah, I mean, as it pertains to me and Simon, like I was in love. Okay. And I think that if I wasn't as blinded, then I probably would have seen, everything, okay, most likely. But then the marriage and the relationship wouldn't have lasted very long.
Got it.
Because, you know, once you put them on blast, they don't want to hear that. They just want to keep having their cake and eat it too. Mm. So,
man, speaking of on blast, man, it would be a super blast if you showed up on The Real Housewives new season. Because, it's been a gold.
Who's the cast members this season?
All I know is Portia going to be on there. So, you know, and Simon trying to get her to stop him from even speaking on it. He's been spiteful like that, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, he doesn't want her to talk about
like
him on the
cease
show?
Cease and desist.
What's his sign?
Gemini.
So let me ask you this. If you ever ran into Portia, what would you talk to her about?
That wouldn't be a safe scenario.
Oh.
Why?
It's smoke.
For her or?
It's smoke. Got it.
I mean, at the end of the day, she knows what she did. It could play out in the media. However, everybody wants to try to play it out. I know what she did. Simon knows what she did. Portia knows what she did. That wouldn't be a safe scenario. So I wouldn't even put myself in a predicament of even allowing that. You know, I'm a grown woman now.
Oh, to talk to her.
Talk to her. Ain't gonna be no talking.
Now, did her ex-husband know about that?
Yeah, Dennis told her.
Dennis is the one who told me. He was like, he came to me, he apologized. We met up at Crew one night and he was like, you know, he wanted to talk to me about business or whatever, but I guess it was bothering him. And he apologized for everything. He was like, Fallon, I thought you knew the whole time that they were fucking around. He said, all of Atlanta knew. He was like, how'd you miss that? I said, I wasn't allowed out like that. So why would I? Which makes sense now. So he was like, I'm so sorry. He was like, I now it makes me look at my baby mama a certain way because she told me the whole time that you knew about everything. You were cool with her sleeping with Simon.
So what was you and Portia's first interaction?
Our first one, I believe, was filming at my house, the pool scene. Yeah, that was the first time.
And you didn't sense anything?
That was y'all first interaction, but how did you know, how did she know to come there? Who did she know to get there?
So I was approached by housewives a few times. By the time I said yes, they asked me, who do you want to be introduced onto the show with? And I said, Portia. Not knowing, you know.
And she was already.
Was she already?
Allegedly.
Yeah.
She was already, for a year. That's what Dennis
during said. During this time, when y'all did the pool scene, it was already
they
going
were
down.
Already. That's why when I was like, I went back and watched it because everybody, you know, everybody tags me in all the comments and they're like, Valerie, you need to rewatch it now that you know it. And I went and looked at it. And when I said, you know, oh, yeah, we're about to do a ring upgrade, she was like,
oh.
I was like, I'm sitting there watching like, what the fuck?
How did I miss this?
I was in shock.
That's crazy.
But you know, in therapy, I mean, when we had couples therapy, Simon said, he told the therapist straight up, he said, Simon doesn't get caught cheating unless Simon wants to get caught.
This man.
But he had 30 years on me. Of course he knew what he was doing.
Any advice to any future Miss Cobadias?
I mean, he's going to be different for every new supply.
That girl said new supply. Damn.
There's no advice. Watch out. Don't fall in love, bitch. Don't fall in love.
So listen, I got a question.
I'm pretty sure there's more to come, though. I mean, he's on a mission to get that citizenship.
Yeah, I mean, good luck to him. OCT. I told y'all he was doing that's out of my jurisdiction of even being able to comprehend everything he's going through because I wasn't even born yet. So when he's going through all this, I don't know. I don't understand. You know, I'm American, so
I mean, like you said, you know him, though. You know, you like you said, you know that man, you know, more than Portia knew him at the time. So that's what I was saying, like any signs that other women could look for, you know, look out for when they get into situations with that guy.
Honestly, I don't feel like these women even care these days. I think they see a check and they see, I mean, I think they look at it for what it is, but I think they just see a check and they go for the money. Mm-hmm. I don't even think they care to fall for him, mm-hmm. which isn't hard not to.
Well, what do you have to offer these men on your new show that you're going to be having? What is it?
Fallin' for Fallin'.
Fallin' for Fallin'.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. There's going to be some real moments. You know, we're going to get down to the nitty gritty of, you know, healing, trust. And there's going to be times where, you know, you're going to be forced to look in the mirror a lot. I'm that way, naturally. Anytime anything goes bad or goes wrong or left in my life, I always look in the mirror. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what could you have done to have not allow this to happen? Or, you know, did you cause this? Are you the problem? Don't think I don't ask myself that question just because I got four baby daddies. But, you know.
Real with yourself. Shoot. Some people.
Yeah, I'm very real with myself. I'm actually my toughest critic. And so that's what I'm looking for in a partner, too, who holds me on, you know, my shit, mm-hmm. and I can hold them on theirs, too, and they could take it like a man.
And how old are your kids?
17, 16, about to be 16, 11 and 2.
So two of them about to, you know, be in college and away from the
home. They're with their dads. Okay. They're not with me anymore.
So how many kids you have with you? Just your 11 daughter?
And 2, yeah, Liam and Emma.
Okay, so does your mate have to have kids too, or
I prefer a man who has children. Mm-hmm. And that is just new to me now that I've been in the dating world, mm-hmm. which has been so hard. It's so ugly out here. I just want to be married. I don't want to be out here no more.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Wait, why?
Like
what is your biggest challenge?
What, is there something triggering you when you're saying that? Like there's something that's happening?
I don't like how most of these men that I've encountered are in their soft girl era. Like I miss the part where men became so feminine. And it's really beginning to, because now it's like, dang, I got to be hard for the both of us. Mm. I'm supposed to be in my feminine power. I'm supposed to be masking that. And I can't be in a relationship with you and I got to be hard for you too.
Mm. So how are people going to be able to submit for the show?
So I had to reschedule my casting. My casting call was yesterday.
Gotcha.
But the weather was so bad and I was trying to wait for it to change. However, it just got really bad because the venue that we had was half inside, half outside.
Gotcha.
And people would have been lining up in the rain and then there was lightning. So it was all bad. Mm-hmm. So I'm rescheduling it. It's going to be in 2 weeks. We haven't decided on the date just yet. But
they could follow you to know.
Yep. Just look at my Instagram. And you guys will be able to, you know, keep up with the time and the day and the location and whatnot.
And you haven't picked a network yet?
I have not. I'm open. However, I am being shopped right now. So mm-hmm. I'm not under contract, but I kind of want to have that loyalty to them since they
better tell somebody they got to green light it.
Yeah.
They got to green light it.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, you said somebody is loyal to you first. So you saying Bravo?
I'm not saying nothing.
Boom.
Okay. I'm not saying nothing.
But, okay, Fallin' for Fallin', and then you said you can't talk about your other show, right?
Yeah, that one I can't talk about.
What type of show is it, though?
What type of show is it, though?
It's reality TV.
I know what it is.
It's reality.
We know what it is.
You gonna be on The Housewives.
I'm not saying nothing to y'all.
Yeah, she can't speak on that. Anything else you got coming up?
Y'all gonna give me fire before I get started.
Bachelor. Mm-hmm.
You still modeling?
I am still modeling.
Hold on.
My bad. I missed a Ravlon.
We have to separate y'all to an
hour.
He asked me.
I am still modeling.
So you still modeling?
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Okay.
But I just started looking at myself the other day. I'm like, I don't know if I want to model anymore with my boobs being so big. I don't know if I want to do that.
What? What do you mean?
I love it, mm-hmm. but I have really big boobs. I feel like I was a lot more confident modeling when I was flat-chested.
Hmm. I mean, is it for the type of modeling that you want to do? Because there's a lot of different type of models now
there
in
is.
Today's age.
There mm-hmm. is. Mm-hmm. And it seems like the stuff I get picked for is mostly lingerie or, like, you know, just things where you kind of, or they don't mind that you're so busty, mm-hmm. but I'm small. So like if I were a bit bigger, if my frame were a bit bigger and then I have big boobs, they'd count me as a plus size model. But because I'm so tiny, And then with big breasts, it's like, oh.
Did that come from your last child?
No, I bought these, girl.
Oh, well, why'd you do that then if you was wanting to?
Because I didn't want to be a double A no more.
Oh, okay, well, you didn't want to. You don't ain't trying to model no more, is what you're saying.
That's it. That's what I'm saying. I'm very happy. I'm proud of these.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay.
I just wanted to look different when I'm, you know, with somebody.
Okay. Okay. Is that the only cosmetic surgery that you're that you wanted to do? Or?
Yeah, that's it. That's all I'll ever do.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And everything is happy home, you and Jalen?
I'm taking some time to myself, or I have taken some time to myself to really deep dive into everything it was that I'm feeling, because I didn't really have the time to heal after my divorce because I was pregnant and I couldn't allow that to go into my child. So then I had to deal with Jalen and that breakup. So the second Jalen and I broke up, it just went straight into, all right, time to heal, you know, time to feel, allow yourself to feel and give yourself that grace.
And what are some of the things that you do to for that healing?
Oh, I meditate like no other. I meditate. I talk to God a lot. I'm real with myself. I'm not too tough on myself anymore. I realize that words are very powerful. You know, you can't just say like, oh, I'm an idiot, because you say that enough and, you know, your soul, your spirit is going to begin to believe that.
Self-bullying.
And I was doing a lot of that on top of what the bullying I was dealing with in the media. So I had to learn how to really give myself grace and forgive myself for my shortcomings. And now I'm ready.
So what's the longest you've been single?
I was single for, after Liam's dad, I was single for a while.
Because we thought you was in a relationship with Pleasure P, and then he said...
The world thought you was in a relationship with Pleasure P.
But it's for a music video.
And we saw, oh, it's
and he came and debunked that. It's like, you guys are good friends.
Oh,
and
my
stuff
gosh.
Like
we're such good friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Y'all might see me out with him every here and there. We're really good friends.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Real tight. That's but no...
okay. But you single right now and you looking for love.
I am looking for love.
Falling for Fallon, man. Y'all look out. It's on the way.
We'll be right back.
Stay tuned
with more of the Baller Alert Show.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Fallon, y'all. You are now tuning in to the Baller Alert Show.
It's love versus money on the Baller Alert Show.
Asaf. All right, so today we have Aoki Lee and Vittorio Asaf.
Oh, man.
Three hearts.
All right, so you,
three?
So this it's for love. It's for love?
Why you say it's for love?
What?
Y'all know she's trying to survive. That is second generation sugar baby training. She was born for that. Mm. But Fallon, what do you think?
You asking me that because you think I'm a sugar baby?
No.
I'm just like,
I'm just kidding. Fallon felt this one.
Right. I kind of relate with her a little bit on this one. I wasn't that young, but no.
21 to 65?
No.
So you don't think it's love?
This is business.
It's all business. Come on.
Okay.
BT. I think they still together.
I mean, first of all, we gotta understand the background that this young lady comes from.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And this is something normal that, you know, her mom has seen. Mm. And, you know, you never know the conversations that they've had, because when they asked the dad, you know, he was just kind of like, you know, whatever.
What he gonna say?
But I just think that it's weird because she has like childlike behavior. Right. You know, mm-hmm. if you watch her blogs, it's like you're talking to like a teenage kid. Mm-hmm. Like
now,
so what does that say about him?
But before then, Aoki was always the one, you know, checking people for her sister. You know, she never
she was a quiet one.
She never gave but I'm saying the way that she was mature. Acting in that video, she was acting way more mature before the video.
Gotcha.
of her and the 65-year-old. She would never act like that. She would be, you know, very well spoken. You know, she was the Harvard graduate, you know. So to see that, you know, kind of dumb herself down was you know, like something's going on here.
But it's a little weird, but you also got to keep in mind, first of all, I think that this is strictly business. I think that she wanted to go on a nice vacation and she had somebody to say, come on, I will pay for it. But you also got to understand the trauma and the things that she's experiencing right now, where, you know, her not having a relationship with her dad right now. He's in a different
daddy
country.
Issues.
Why?
You tell me. Allegedly, he running from the bad boy. What you want to do?
It's a lot of flags on the plays. Yeah. This whole little scenario.
Yeah, he's
definitely business though, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I gotta be careful out here, man.
Didn't she come out and say that if her dad didn't do more for her, that she was gonna find a sugar daddy?
She said that on Instagram Live.
And I do think that they're not together publicly because of. Him.
Yeah, he didn't want that. That's
his
exactly
businesses
what I said.
That he got going on. That's a bad look for him.
She done exposed the Mary J. Blige thing and everything.
Yeah, because he's in the background. Mm-hmm. But see, that's another thing why I said this is like kid-like, where you like around like a younger, you know, person and they just recording everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at the situation like, yo, he's talking about some private stuff and she's over here like, shh, be quiet. And you know, it's like stuff like that to make like, come on, bro, you hanging out with a kid. So I can't just say it on her. We also got to, he got to take accountability too. Like, come on, man.
He could definitely be her grandfather.
Facts.
100%. Easy.
60 facts.
Easy.
Yeah. Been there.
She's like three generations away from him. That's good crazy. Lord.
She's 21.
And she has to teach him how to use things.
So Fallon, would you ever get an older man? I should say it like that. Would you ever
hell no. Not ever again. No.
Why?
I'm about to be 35 in a couple weeks. So
what's the biggest gap for you?
85?
That's comfortable. Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa.
What's the biggest gap?
I'm thinking about Anna Nicole Smith.
Right. I think 15 years.
Okay.
I think
15
that's
years.
Okay. I'm at that big age now. I got kids. I think 15 years is comfortable for me.
But what is younger women infatuation with older men?
They're mature and they know how to teach and lead a woman. And they know how to touch a woman, too. A lot of them do, at least, I guess. Like, I feel like they're just more experienced. They're more seasoned. And younger guys, especially, I would never date a guy my own age these days. I just can't do it unless he's already at a point where he's established and, you know, he's mentally established and spiritually established. I'm not doing that because they're just stupid.
So nobody your age and nobody Smokey Robinson's age. He's out.
So a 15-year gap.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Smokey.
So 50.
Smokey is getting down now. He's on stage and he's showing the girls that he got moves still. You know, so don't be counting out Smokey.
Oh.
All right, we got Ball of Mail.
Yes, we do.
Oh, Lord.
Message.
It is time for Baller Mail. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Dear Baller Alert, my boyfriend was currently diagnosed and needs a new kidney and now has to be on dialysis 3 days a week. It's been weighing on me pretty bad and I'm not sure I can keep this up. Taking care of him is a lot. I want to break up with him because it's just too much, but I'm scared of my karma though. Help me, y'all.
Leave. Did he propose?
She just said boyfriend.
She said boyfriend, right?
Yep.
Why are you being a wife to somebody who doesn't want you to be one?
Hit it. Boom.
Mm.
I thought she was going to ask for the kidney. I was about to say.
That, that wisdom, Fallon. Why you gonna... Where you learn that from?
Life has been lifing.
BT.
Man, that's kind of tough, man. You don't leave somebody on a deathbed?
You don't have to.
He just had a little dialysis.
You can be there for somebody.
But dialysis is serious, though.
You're definitely serious.
That's really serious.
Your whole entire blood.
Now, if you get better next week, you gonna be like,
but you know all about taking care of men because you took care of the poopy man.
Don't start that shit.
You went viral.
Unnecessary.
This is he had a bad stomach virus though.
Yeah, y'all just
3 days a week, man. That's tough, man.
That's a part time job.
I feel like if you already doing it, it's like, man, you gotta stick it. Like, what if that man is the love of your life and you talking about you want to break up with him? What if he gets better?
Well, she said boyfriend, so I don't know.
Yeah, she said boyfriend,
but she could still be in love. But
she can be.
But I guess not anymore.
It's if she's asking the question.
She already gone.
She's already been in the back of her mind.
She already gone.
I'm going to come in and say, you say you want to break up with him. Just go ahead and break up with him because right now you're just putting a Band-Aid on a wound that's just going to get worse.
It bothers you.
And if it's bothering you, you're probably going to have an attitude and you're going to be feeling the way.
And you showing up with an attitude.
And you're going to be showing up with an attitude. Just go ahead and get it over with.
Man, she going to leave him on his death.
No, I don't want you to leave him, but hell, you say you don't want to be there. That's that bullshit, but that's also a blessing for him because he's gonna be like, all right, cool, you ain't the maybe I was gonna propose, but shit, some shit happened, and then goddamn, that's it ain't gonna be for better for worse with you.
Marry one of his
just point.
My bad, yo. My bad.
The world is cruel.
It ain't for better for worse with you.
Cold world.
You ain't the one. So yo, fuck it. Get your ass up out of here, then. Leave, huh? Cause get what? I'm gonna give me a new kidney because I'm on the list. And get what? I'm gonna find me my one.
Per.
This sounds very personal.
My bad. No, I'm just saying. My uncle's on dialysis.
That
actually happened to him.
Yeah.
His woman left
man,
him.
You know what? I don't want because he be online. Right,
let's not put his business out. Let's not put his business out. Okay.
He be online, and that's my big dog.
Say less. Say less. Say less.
My bad. So nah. Get up out of there if you know.
No.
Because it's gonna be bad.
Yeah.
Man.
Get up out of there.
She just gonna come and break his heart and be like,
"Don't break his heart."
No, it's too late because I
now if he was like older with a lot of money, you know what I'm saying?
She
like,
gotta wait for him to die. Then.
I was about to say that. She probably gonna be like, "I hope he don't get a kidney."
That's what I'm saying. Gonna be like, "Marry me." Please.
I ain't gonna lie, guys.
It's a bit different.
This doesn't really say he has the baggy because if he did, she would.
Yeah, we're gonna call this episode Sugar Baby.
Or he would have probably had a nurse.
That's what I said.
That too.
Marry a nurse.
Because she gotta do it. And nah, that's too much. That's too much. It is too much though. It's a lot. You gotta really, really love somebody to be committed to do something like
that. Right about that.
And it don't seem like she love him too much if she's asking us.
No, she gotta go. She wanna go. He just got diagnosed.
I've
been having it for 2 weeks or something.
Deuces. But see, that's another question. It's like, how long have they been dating? Because you know they could just first start off dating and then you know something
I
like
say
that.
12 months tops.
And because
she out of there.
Yeah, she gone.
Deuces.
And she sent us a DM. She sent me a DM. I know you want to leave.
Yeah, she that means she want to leave bad. She's yeah. already made it. She's like, already made the decision.
What about my karma?
She said, what about my karma?
You going to have karma. Better so than some community taking service. Him through turmoil.
You know, you're right about that.
Every single yeah. day. So yeah, either way, he's going to get hurt.
Pick your poison. Yeah, good shit. Yeah.
I love that, Fallon. You know, we're just going to go right into the pep talk.
I'm done.
Go ahead and give us some more of your wisdom.
Ooh. My message to the world today, don't allow anyone to stop your blessings. I don't care if it's a husband, wife, whatever it is that you foresee for your future. You know, your vision is your own vision. And that's not for anybody else to see. It's only for you to see and to understand. So don't allow anybody to stop you and keep going.
Can't get enough of Baller Alert? Follow us on all social media platforms at Baller Alert. Log on to BallerAlert.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.